Welcome to the Monday, April 16th, 2012 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Düsseldorf, Germany. Well, let's start with a quick sort of appendum to last Tuesday's Patch Tuesday. Turns out one of Microsoft's patches, MS-12025, the .NET patch, has a rather unexpected side effect, particularly nasty this weekend. It does prevent printing from some applications. One of the applications named is TurboTax. Now, for those of you not in the US, this weekend is the filing deadline for federal taxes in the US. Actually, this year you have until Tuesday the 17th to file your taxes due to a holiday in Washington, D.C. on the 16th. But anyway, last weekend to get your taxes ready and you are not able to print your return. Now, Microsoft posted a quick update on this. The immediate recommendation is you just print to a file. For example, TurboTax allows you to print as a PDF and then print that PDF from another application. That should work. Some readers wrote in to say that Microsoft had actually withdrawn the update. So if you don't have it already applied, if you're patching your system today, you may not receive this particular update, but we haven't been able to confirm this yet. And Apple now made its flashback removal tool available as a standalone download. This removal tool was included in the last Java update at 2012-3. However, if you removed Java, then you were no longer offered that particular update. So Apple attempts to cover those users who got infected by flashback, then uninstalled Java to protect themselves from additional infections, and now would like to remove the malware, or at least check if they are affected by this particular malware. If you're still running Java, if you got the 2012-3 update applied, there is no need for you to download this separate removal tool. And tomorrow, Tuesday, will be quite a busy day if you're running any of Oracle's products. Oracle released its pre-announcement for its quarterly Patch Tuesday, which will happen on the 17th, so you better got your taxes filed before that. It does affect pretty much a good range of Oracle products. Oracle Database, of course, PeopleSoft, MySQL Server, some of the Sun products. So if you're running any of those products, be ready for patches. Some of these patches are labeled as allowing remote code execution without authentication. So certainly some important patches coming down the pipe here. And it looks like malware authors finally caught up with the media attention paid to SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act. Now, this act never went anywhere and never got actually passed. However, malware is now going around threatening users, claiming that they violated the Stop Online Piracy Act, and of course they have to open an attachment which will infect them. And Mozilla is planning some enhancements to plugin security. What they're planning is to make a feature that many of you may know from another plugin like NoScript, a standard part of Firefox. Now, they're not going to include the entire NoScript plugin. However, what they're going to do is whenever you go to a page and a plugin like Flash or something like this tries to load a content in the page, they're going to ask for permission, and then you'll have the ability to whitelist certain sites. That's supposed to improve transparency of what Firefox is actually doing or what these plugins are actually doing, and hopefully will prevent some attacks. I'm a little bit concerned about that. This will just sort of give you the regular click on everything and say okay mentality that we got with similar protections in the past. But this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.